AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey you, we're back this week with another drop of hope. In anticipation of my new book, All Hope is Bound, I am sharing some hope notes that have been radically transformative for me on my journey of discovering hope in every new experience and encounter. You can order the new book, All Hope is Bound, Rediscovering the Joy of Expectation, wherever books are sold. But for today, let's get into the podcast. Have you ever considered that your inability to connect with others is rooted in a lack of self-trust? Just think about it before you get upset. How could you have the capacity to go deep with others without first understanding and having an awareness of yourself? I've been there. This is not the pot calling the kettle black. Or maybe it is. I don't know. But let me tell you this. Your hopes and dreams for deep connection are still valid, but a self-inventory is required. Let's talk more about it with my friend, Andrea Merkel. When you get hungry for hope, not only will you learn to trust again, but you'll have a newfound awareness of how to connect with yourself, others, and God. I urge you to remain open and stay curious. The hope for new connections is always just around the corner. But I don't think it's possible to talk about hope for new connections without acknowledging that we have to have hope in our ability to make quality connections, hope in our ability to have new experiences. And that comes down to trusting not necessarily other people, but being able to trust ourselves, to trust ourselves to make decisions, to trust ourselves to make the appropriate choices. How, like, I need to understand, what is self-trust and, like, how is it formed?
Yeah. So I think it's getting to know yourself. It's about recognizing you're taking accountability for your life so that another person's actions aren't what's making you feel those emotions. Those emotions are coming from within you. And so when you're able to connect to those emotions, you can view it as an experience happening. I think self-trust is also by cultivating your own worth. So not getting validation from outside sources, but building that within yourself. So speaking, how do you speak to yourself? I think it's a whole overall assessment of, like, how do I actually connect to myself? Do I spend time alone? Like, what do I like? Like, I found myself even going through, like, I don't even know what, like, clothes I would pick out now, or, like, I don't even understand what my hopes and dreams are now, because it all kind of fell away. So I think that the self-trust comes from building your own self-worth, cultivating your own self-validation, and spending time alone with yourself to kind of get to know yourself. And I think part of it was I couldn't actually feel a lot of emotions. I was dissociated from a childhood trauma, so I didn't connect well with who I was, like I thought I did, but subconsciously that inner connection, it wasn't there because it was broken early on.
I was just going to ask you, is there a connection between self-trust and our nuclear family or the nuclear origin of our younger selves? And if that is not formulated properly, do we even have the, well, I know we all have the ability to then develop self-trust, but is there some inner work that we have to experience or some childhood reckoning that we need to acknowledge before we can really begin to build self-trust?
I think so. And I think that's why in therapy, lots of therapists focus on like cultivating that relationship with your inner child, because I think we all had parents that were trying to do their best, but when you're young and you're not getting what you need, or you're self-abandoning to, you know, stay safe and be connected to your nuclear family, you become disconnected to who you are. And so I think that developing like a self-identity starts at a really young age. And if it's also not modeled to you by a parent, say like a parent, for my example, maybe was emotionally unavailable because of anxiety, I never really got to see. Like, I was always looking to like outside sources to say, who am I? Like, I had a poster with my name on it, Andrea. And it's like, she warms the world, her smile like the sun, caring for all, this kind-hearted, womanly one. And I was like, is that who I am? Like, so it was really, and I mean, I grew up Catholic and I always believed in God, but I never had this like closeness or relationship to also develop that self identity within God too. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because I was just thinking, like, where does faith fit into this conversation? I think a lot of people take issue with forms of faith that are very self-centered. And it's like, you know, faith needs to be focused on God and your relationship with God and you as a pastor. That's what you need to be talking about. And I believe that part of what I am called to do is to help us understand ourselves in relationship with God, so that we can become more open and ultimately obedient to God's vision, to trust God's vision for our lives. I'm just wondering, like, at what point do we begin to, I don't know how to ask what I'm asking, but I feel like it's a really great question. Okay. So if you just wait for it, it's going to blow you away. But I feel like I want to understand, in the journey of regaining self-trust, in the journey of forgiveness, and this may be something where every journey is unique, so I'm going to ask you specific to you. Do you think that you needed to acknowledge, know, and connect with yourself before venturing into connection with God? Yeah, because I think for some people, they like spiritually override sometimes, and it's like, you know, I'm just going to go straight for God and ignore me. But like, you have trauma and the trauma affects your relationships, and you have issues, and like who you are showing up as may not necessarily be the most powerful version of who God created. So if you are willing to take inventory within yourself, then maybe you can experience the breakthrough that you desire. But I want to know your take on
that. That's super interesting. I think that it happened a bit simultaneously, because I just discovered this through going through this experience where, when I would develop, my self-worth would like grow and my connection to myself would grow with therapy and reading and doing this work, I was also growing close to God. So I saw it in like this symbiotic relationship where, as I grew closer to God, I grew closer to the connection within myself. But I think both of those things had to happen, where I was like learning, developing, and diving deep in therapy, and also the faith aspect of learning, developing, and diving deep in faith, in like doing devotionals and prayer, spending time meditation or with God. So I noticed within me, it was that they were playing off each other. And I think I had this sense of self-hatred that came from this childhood trauma, which blocked a lot of my connection to God, I would say. Yeah. And I felt when that started to grow and like heal, then I was closer and I felt that connection. Yeah.
That's so interesting, because it is hard to trust everything that everyone says about God if you don't believe that you're worthy, if you don't believe that it applies to you, if you don't believe that there's anything redeemable or loving or fearfully and wonderfully made about you, if your thoughts are, I messed up, all I ever will do is messed up, I'm damaged goods, right. No one will want me, then you can quote as many scriptures as you want to, but it's not really going to take root in your life because you don't have a healthy view of yourself. So no matter what God says about you or anyone else says about you, if you don't believe it for yourself, then you cannot experience the power, the peace, the restoration that I think is available to us all. I'm really intrigued by this because I will tell you this. I grew up in church and like I knew God, like I knew where he lived, but like we wasn't like,
I know.
It wasn't like
that. I agree. You know, that's how I felt.
It won't
I was like, he's far away. He's not sitting beside me.
Yeah, like, yes, he's for everyone else. Like, my Uber, he's like Uber Black, and my budget is like Uber Carpool. And I think the more that I feel like my... I think there's a couple of things. I think that I got hungry. And I think the more that I got hungry for something deeper and more meaningful and less shakable... the more curious I became about God. But I do believe this, the more that I became curious about God, the more God showed me myself. And the more that God showed me myself, I dug deeper into God because I wanted to know more about what God could see that I couldn't see. And I think that that showed up in gifts and talents that I didn't know existed, but also in pain and trauma and patterns that weren't healthy for me. And so I think that if your relationship with God is exclusively about who God is and never about who you are in God and who you were before God and who you are without God, then you could run the risk of becoming religious when we're called to be transformational.
That is so perfect.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.